Colts Training Camp is presented by Verizon.
Big topic of conversation this offseason heading into training camp is that inside linebacker group. So joining me now is Edwin Jackson. You had some experience last year toward the end of the season, having that helmet on, making the calls. What's it like year two coming into this position when there's a lot of competition inside linebacker?
A lot of competition, but I feel real comfortable in it because I did have experience last year. And I feel like I should take that leadership role because I have had that experience. We have a lot of years in the room. You have John Bostic, you have Sean Spence. These guys coming from different places. You have Jeremiah George coming from Tampa. And we have a lot of experience. So we work with each other and we learn and pick and choose a lot of different things from where they came from. But I feel like it's a great competition. We have a great room.
How do you feel like from last year to this year? What's something that you've seen improvement in yourself, especially just in this first really week and a half of training camp?
The biggest thing is staying healthy, just taking care of my body, being a professional when we're not in practice, make sure I'm hydrated, make sure I'm working on my keys and writing specific notes about going into the day. And I know what's coming, so that's another thing. You know, I know what the day's like. I know when I have rest time. You know, I know when I need to get that nap in. So I think that helps a lot.
Well, today there were some new faces on the field, even more new than just the new look of the defense. You get the Detroit Lions into town. What was that finally like to go against another player?
It was fun. A lot of guys, they don't know your moves, so, I mean, you can work them. You get to pick and choose and just understanding that, like, we're all out here competing. They're learning from us. We're learning from them. And everybody had a lot of speed and energy today, so I just ready to compete on to tomorrow.
What was your biggest takeaway from today?
Biggest takeaway is the little things. Just coming out here focused. You know, we got some guys down, but, you know, we're leaders in this room. We're leaders in the linebacker room, and we understand that, you know, the next guy goes up, and we have to take that leadership role and make sure we're still focused, still have that same mindset that, you know, we got that standard on defense going out on the field and doing what we have to do to get off the field and give Luck the ball. So I feel like we had that great concentration and that great leadership role today.
Always love talking football with you. You get me pumped. Like, you get to talking, and I'm like, well, let's go,
Edwin. Let's go.
Well, do you know any of the guys on the Detroit team?
Yeah, I have a teammate from college. He was actually my roommate, Antoine Williams, number 52. He was my roommate. He's probably like 6'3", number 52. Yeah, that's my boy from Atlanta, Georgia.
Y'all don't go against each other?
No, but we did last year. Actually, there he is right there.
There he is. Here he comes.
Yeah.
College. I hear you're the college roommate.
Antoine Williams.
Oh, boy.
For sure.
Go Southern, man.
Hey, we on camera, so yeah. Hey, Georgia Southern there. Georgia Southern in here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's fun. Perfect timing. And on that, well, just seeing new guys getting ready for the first preseason game. Has the mentality shifted at all this week preparing for a game?
No, it's really the same mindset. It's just we want to do better than last year, you know. Everything we do, like I say, it's the little things. Just coming in every day and taking the day as it's given, that opportunity to get better. And I feel like a defense standpoint, we got that standard this year, knowing that it don't matter what situation we're in, we're gonna come out on top. And that's our mindset. So I feel like when you have that mindset, it's just going to carry you on through.
Before I let you go, I do want to ask, a lot of guys did some interesting things in the offseason, but you went back to school, and not just any school, you went to Harvard. Tell me about your experience at Harvard and what that was about.
All right, so mainly I went to a class. It was a social media strategy class, and I basically told them who I am and what I do outside of football. So I had to tell them my entire story so they know what kind of person I am. And based on the information I gave them, they gave me feedback on how to connect with my fans and my supporters out there. Thank you. How to keep you guys engaged through social media strategies and my social media platform. So basically giving back and connecting with these people. So when they do come to my website or they go to my Instagram, they're motivated, they're inspired by the pictures I post and the content that I put on. And it's all about, like, really quality and being able to engage with the fans and keep them connected. Feel like it's an open door policy, so they can come and talk to me and I can go talk to them. It, you know, open door. So thank you guys, supporters, fans, all out there. So
that's great. You talked about learning a lot on football. Continue to learning. Edwin Jackson, just always being a student here.
Right. More than a football player. So I just want everybody to understand that. And, you know, I'm a person just like these guys are. So when kids follow me on Instagram and say, hey, hope you have a great game, I want to engage with him and understand that, you know, he knows I'm just a kid just like him, you know. We rolling.
That's great, Edwin. Thank you so much for joining us here, and best of luck this season.
Thank you.
Colts Training Camp is presented by Verizon and sponsored in part by Bud Light and the Hoosier Lottery.